We are a coalition of over 70 or 80 organizations from all across Minnesota, agriculture, economic development, cities, healthcare, libraries, municipalities, and it's our top priority to secure broadband funding because it's such a critical infrastructure need in greater Minnesota.
And at least on the House side, you're in kind of their top priority, and you've also had a bill introduced in the Senate as well. This is an issue that has been on lawmakers' plates, I dare say, for a number of years, right? It comes up and there's some funding, and then the debate is engaged again in the next budget cycle and so on. Are we making progress? And if you can give folks an idea kind of about how much additional state support do you see is necessary to finally get broadband into those far corners or nearly all the far corners of Minnesota?
Sure. So, you know, last year we had very good bipartisan support, and they had set aside $20 million in that failed omnibus bill. And last year we knew we had asked for $70 million because we knew that there were $50 million in requests that had gone unfunded from the previous year. So I think the work that we did last year in terms of building broad bipartisan support for the program has leveraged us into a position this year where the House has made it a top priority, as you noted, in their top 10 bills. And in the Senate, really, even though the Senate Republicans focused on their top five in their media activities, this bill is number 9. So it's well within their Senate's top 10 bills as well. And so we feel that we are very well positioned to have really good support from the legislature. And Governor Walz, on the campaign trail and in debates, has articulated strong support and understands the need for broadband. And we'll see, you know, where his budget lands. But we are encouraged by what we've seen from him so far.
Is the dollar amount included in the bills as introduced? And if so, what are they in both the House and Senate?
So the bill asks for $70 million for the biennium, or $35 million per year. Okay. And what has happened in the past is that the legislature has funded it in one-time funds. So that's why in 2017 they funded it with one-time funds, and we came back in 2018 wanting more one-time funds. So this year we actually want them to put it into the base budget. We need some certainty out there on the landscape. There are folks who might need to do multi-year or complex projects to reach some of these areas, and that is why we want to secure ongoing funding so people can plan. And 1 year at a time, you know, it's difficult to plan a large project if you don't know if there'll be money next year.
Is this the first time that there's been a request to have it be ongoing, in other words, in the base budget, or did that happen before? Has that happened before?
You know? I think people have desired it to be in the base budget, but however the politics played out, it wasn't.
Yeah, at least previous to this,
at least in recent years.
Is that your understanding? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, too.
Advocates not wanting it in the base budget before.
But it hasn't happened, at least in recent memory, right?
Right.
Because of the politics. Right. Yeah, that was my recollection of it too.
Yeah.
So, if you know, and there's talk about what will it take to actually get this all done, and you know, Margaret Anderson Kelleher talked about this a fair amount and was throwing out some numbers as well. If we were to get $35 million a year in the base budget, basically starting this next biennium and then presumably continuing past that, would that, you know, bring this project over the finish line, I don't know, within a certain number of years, like 5 to 10 years, or what's your sense of that, or do we need more than that even?
I don't know what the sense is in terms of that. You know, absolute finish line. We have to remember that we have broadband speed goals for 2026 of 100 megabytes up and 20 megabytes down. And so we, you know, we were on track to start reaching the 2022 speed goal, but that is a lesser speed goal. And so if, so we know over time we need to keep moving. And as we look at how we find some of these hard to reach areas, you know, it might take a while.